So can you guys just describe like what AO is?
AO is a group of volunteers geared towards helping our community revitalize their culture, languages, and traditions.
Awesome. And can you just describe one initiative you guys undertook?
One initiative... Sorry, what?
Can you describe one initiative, please?
Yeah. Well, so one is Midnight Medicine Walk that they helped me create. Midnight Medicine Walk was built from a personal experience of being exploited on the streets of Winnipeg. So what we do is we take our traditional medicines like sage, which is supposed to provide cleansing and whatnot. So we cleanse the streets and we just acknowledge the people that are on the street, like the women that are being exploited or homeless people, people that people drive past every day and just don't, you know, they don't acknowledge them. And so we take the medicines to them, we say hi, like acknowledge them as a human being and their own.
Awesome. And this ties into the last question. Have you seen positive change resulting from initiatives you guys undertook or just from your organization?
So one change that was made in the north end of Winnipeg is that we, with the help of community, is that we got the violent crime rate to go down 18.9% when we first started our first initiative, Meet Me at the Bell Tower, Stop the Violence. And also, I'm going to speak on your behalf, we also just recently were invited out to Thunder Bay to further, I guess, like branch out our Midnight Medicine Walk initiative and help them. It was called Lighting the Path. And so out in Thunder Bay, they have this river where unfortunately seven young souls were taken and jumped in the river there. And so we went out there and we lit the path for them. And so there has been other initiatives too that have popped up, like as like in Ottawa, they have the AG7 group, right? And we're slowly getting one in Belize, right? Michael can talk more about this.
So the way that we measure success is when other people want to do what we want to do. And so there are other places now, as was being mentioned, that are interested in implementing some of our grassroots initiatives in their communities. And we never thought it would have such a reach, but right now we're in conversation with some community members in Belize, which is just seems crazy to me. And they want to start a weekly gathering that wants to stop violence, but also stop violence against Mother Earth, and really want to promote like recycling and like making sure we take care of like garbage and plastic and like addressing those things. So that's one way of measuring that we're successful. The other thing I think that is really important to pay attention to is that AO is one grassroots movement in Winnipeg that's related to many, many other grassroots movements. And that collective of all those movements together, we call it the village. And the village includes initiatives like Bear Clan Patrol, Drag the Red, and you know the things we've mentioned already. And in the village, it's all centered around Indigenous knowledge. It's all centered around our teachings. Indigenous women and youth are often the leaders in the village. And for us, this is what Idle No More turned into in Winnipeg. So in 2012, there was Idle No More, but then around 2013, in Winnipeg, the village was born. And to us, that's people being Idle No More. And so we believe that this idea of returning to the village and nurturing the village can be something young people actualize in their own communities. And so the spreading or the revival of the village to us is an indicator of success.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Sorry
we talk so much. Oh no, that's awesome.
Anything else you want to add?
No.
Okay. Can you just like state your name and where you're from?
Okay.
Michael Redhead Champagne, live in Winnipeg, family's from Shamattawa in northern Manitoba.
Lauren Chopek from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Bonjour, Tanzi, Awaganan, Gamud, Dishnikaz, Kwadodem. Hi, my name is Jenna Licious. That's my colonized name. And my spirit name is the one who sings with the grandmothers. And I'm from the Bear Clan.
I love that. Oh my god.